It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review of Nora, which just won 5 Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director Sean Baker, Best Actress Mikey Madison, Best Editing, and Best Original Screenplay. This was my number 2 choice on my Best of 2024 list because it was a funny, cringe-inducing, and outrageously entertaining sex comedy with Madison playing the title sex worker who elopes with the immature son of a Russian oligarch and ends up dealing with his disapproving family, including his godfather and his 2 goons. Anora might be considered to be by attribute a Cinderella story. A stripper and a rich kid would match the description on a different level. It would take a filmmaker like Sean Baker to give the genre a twist with a lot of cursing, sex, and violence, and the way the actors comment on them couldn't be more honest or consistent. It's a movie that almost plays like a Tarantino entry because of the characters, their situations, their backgrounds, and how the R rating takes their dialogue and profanity to new heights. Even though The Brutalist was my number 1 choice of last year, I still think Anora is my number 2 choice. 4 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs up for Mickey 17, thumbs up for Queen of the Ring, thumbs down for 7 Veils, thumbs up for The Rule of Jenny Penn, and thumbs way up for Anora, but you knew that already. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back for reviews of more new movies, including The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie starring Daffy Duck and Porky Pig, and also Steven Soderbergh's latest caper, Black Bag, with Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.